The topic this morning is summer reflections, and I'd like to introduce that with a few words. The we of this summer reflection is all of us. So, at some point we will be invited to join in this participation of summer reflections this morning. And I'm going to start with a little reflecting on the worship committee. As many and most of us know, we're often planning our own services without a minister as we juggle interim ministry in our church last year and again this year. And one of the things is learning to stay ahead of the curve. We have to have ministers planned enough ahead that then they can get into the cycle of planning to get all their information to Jody at least a week ahead in order to prepare an order of service. And if you're preparing a service, you need several weeks. Some people would tell you months, truly, to plan your service, all the things that you want to put in. So I've learned as I've been the asker for a year and a half now, and I've learned that I have to listen to my inner self to know how far ahead it is. And it's for me, it's about nerves. When I start to get nervous, we're not far enough ahead. And when I can sink into that calm that we are inviting here in church, then we're okay. And when we come off summer services, then we're into the whole 9 months. And it kind of flows in pieces for me that then you got to run all the way to Christmas. And once Christmas is done, you kind of breathe a sigh of relief, and then you got to run straight through May. And then somewhere in the spring, we have to start planning for the 8 to 9 summer services that are totally us. So we did our summer services, and I thought we were ahead of the curve all the way from September, at least until from the middle of August until the end of September. And then we could really get the run through Christmas. And we had all these speakers lined up, and then suddenly we lost two. And I was going away for 2 weeks. I just got back, actually, at 1 o'clock this morning. Corrine was going to be away, and we have other people on the worship committee who are also juggling very, very busy lives. So we had a meeting, I don't know, it feels like yesterday. I guess it was 3 weeks ago. And we had two names, people we didn't know that Robin had given to us, and I was going to call them, but by the time I called them, I would be gone. So I said, we need a plan B, and this is plan B. But the beauty of it is that the whole worship committee said, oh, we can do this, and what you're seeing this morning is the worship committee offering a service. But the we extends beyond us, because what we're asking this morning are your reflections on your summer. And I came to an understanding of that as we were talking a little bit metaphorically, because, you know, spring is when we plant seeds, and then they grow and they flower and things bloom and flower and grow in the summer. And then as the fall comes, we harvest those. So this service this morning is your opportunity to share with us what grew and bloomed and blossomed for you this summer. And your first opportunity to harvest a little of that, the fruits of your summer, by sharing with us. So that's the summer part of it, you know, that blooming and growing that hopefully all of us found in our summer experiences. Excuse me. And reflection, I always think of reflections as a pool. You know, so another metaphor, out of that pool of living, that pool of experience, what comes to the surface? What is reflected for you? How do you see yourself in that reflection of the pool of your summer experiences? So that's kind of the invitation this morning. And as I said, it's the invitation of that larger we that holds all of us. And I'm just going to start. Before I do, I have a technical question. Part of the we is that we do all of the service, and it takes a village to run a church service. And we don't have anybody up in the sound booth. It's Lisbeth's got it, and she's also an usher this morning. So, Lisbeth, if Corrine and I use the handheld mics, turn both of them on. So far, so good. And can we walk around and hand them to people so people don't have to walk up forward? Or do we have a...
I think that'll be fine.
We'll try it? Okay. So as soon as I say a couple more words, we'll just come to you with a mic. Corrine, on that side. And I'll come on this side so that, you know, you consider stand, but you don't have to march up front and then march back to your seats. We'll just be where we are. And my summer reflection is my most recent one, and I'll just, I've been away for 2 weeks traveling from Boston to Seattle, and I shared this with a number of people, and I won't take long because I could talk for the next 2 weeks. The trip was with my best friend from college, who has for years and continues to care for her mother, who's in complete dementia and now living in a home, and she visits, spends 3 days a week with her still. And she has a number of brothers around the country. And Tish was there where her mother was in Falls Church, Virginia. And they just recently sold the family home and feel like they have enough money to continue to take keep Maida. And they gave a gift of gratitude to my friend Tish. And I was a recipient of that. But the greater part is what is their gift of gratitude. And they said to Tish, take a vacation. Go anywhere in the world you want to go. Take 2 weeks. Oh, and by the way, take a friend. All expenses paid, it's all on us. So she and I traveled across the country. And my gratitude for being, first of all, included in that great gift, but the places we went, and Tish, this is my friend, she realized that as much as she could go anywhere in the world, where she wanted to go was to be with people she loved. So we went to see a friend who lives on Cape Cod, another friend who's recovering from cancer in Missoula, Montana, and then out to Seattle, to where her furthest away brother lives and his wife. And then we traveled and did things. But it felt like my job was to be grateful, and it turned out that was no job at all. I just am feeling such gratitude for the joy of the trip, the joy of connection, and we were in Montana, Oregon, and Washington, and the sweep and grandeur and beauty of this country, I couldn't even begin to ever put into words. And then we came back yesterday, and it was a long trip back. My plane was delayed. That's another whole long story. But it worked out beautifully. I made friends with people in the airport, and the gratitude just kept coming. And I felt such separation anxiety from my best friend for 41 years that we were together every day. And now she's back in Virginia and I'm here, and I didn't know how I was going to come home without her. And then I walk in here this morning, and I am so grateful for us. So that's my summer reflection. Thank you. So any thoughts that you might have, if it's something that sprung out of one of our services of the spiritual embodiment, trying to embody your spirituality in your whole self, if there was an experience there that was meaningful for you, or anything that you've experienced this summer, please feel free to share with us.
All right. So the joy that Audrey and I shared about the house and about possibly moving is something that I came to this summer thinking a lot about my life and where I wanted it to go, and realizing that I'd been kind of coasting for a while and just doing things because I had to do them and not really in the driver's seat of my life, and just making some decisions about what was important and what really wasn't. has been really freeing. And the house that we're going to move to is much smaller than our house. So we are going to be freeing ourselves of lots of stuff and simplifying. And we are super excited and a little nervous about that. So it's been a really reflective time for me, but it's turning out to be wonderful. Did you want to add anything? No. Okay.
Thank you, Rachel.
So part of this process is speaking, and the other part of this process is silence. So if it takes a while for somebody's reflection to come up to the service, then let's all just sit here waiting for whatever comes to come and be grateful and appreciative of a few moments of silence in between reflections if it happens that way.
Hello? Okay. I've had a good summer despite the heat. I used to work outside in weather like this all the time, in fact had to, and now I don't venture too far from our air conditioners. I felt good. Karen, I'm a golf widower over the summer. Karen plays in, okay, it's great. She plays in three different leagues, the occasional tournament and stuff. The thing that made this summer different is when our treasurer left, I told Deb that I could help some and would help if, you know, somebody else wanted to do it, I'd help them. And next thing you know, I was the treasurer, at least until December. And this has been so great for me because I haven't worked in anything like that for a long time. I used to, I always said I did spreadsheets back when they were pencil and paper. And I ran my farm on an Excel spreadsheet. And so it has been really fun to sit down with a bunch of numbers and crunch them again. I always said in that my next life, I'm not going to do anything that involves a calculator. The best part was I, among other things, I'm type 2 diabetic. And taking all kinds of medication for depression and other things and the blood pressure stuff. Anyway, if any of you are familiar with the A1C test, it looks at your blood sugar back 2 or 3 months. Mine was creeping up and my doctor was trying to scare me with insulin shots, you know, might be coming. When I went in for my checkup this time, my A1C was like in the middle range of normal. First time since I've been type 2 diabetic. And like I say, you know, just having something to think about, to work at. I'm sitting at the computer and looking through files, trying to understand things instead of standing at the refrigerator with the door open. I think it's helped my weights down. So it has been a great summer, even though I don't venture outside much. It's, you know, it's mostly me and the dog, and I'm there to open the door for him. It's been, I had no idea when I volunteered to do this, it would have such a positive effect, and I had no idea that my health would improve suddenly. And thanks, Deb, for your confidence.
We're so glad it turned out that way for you, John.
Thank you.
And your church is very grateful, believe me, because John really took over and has spent enormous amount of time sorting, revising, understanding, and bringing to us as the board more clearer information and helping us to understand where we are. It's been a great experience, and we're very grateful. I think for me too, I guess I have to stand up. I think my summer, thinking back, as Karen said, you know, reflect upon it. And I thought about GA, you know, I've never been to General Assembly before. And it was quite an experience. And I And there was so much, that it was pretty overwhelming. And then, you know, I come back home and we've, you know, within a week, we're rushing off to my nephew's wedding and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't until I was preparing for last Sunday's service that I went back and revisited all the information that is online. You can go to the UUA website and listen to all these things. That it really, I really listened to some of the things that we experienced at GA, the lectures and the services, and thought it was a really good way to deepen that experience and to be better able to bring it back. So I'm grateful that I had that opportunity and that Lisbeth helped me make that happen.
As some of you know, this summer was incredibly difficult for me. We finalized our custody case, so I get Irie during the school year, which is great. She'll be going to Audrey School in Gwendolyn's at the Creating Landscapes right up the road. She's starting kindergarten. But I didn't get to see her very much, and I was very depressed. It's the first time I've been away from her for 5 years. But I made it. And one of my best friends flew in from Denver. And we went to Kinzoo, New York, and we were in the hot tub probably way too long. And we all started crying because we all have different difficulties going on. And we went and laid in the cabin on the floor. And my best friend said, "Oh my God, we're a mess." And I said, "What do we do?" And she goes, "We just lay here." And it was incredibly refreshing to have that kind of friendship where there aren't answers sometimes. And you just lay there, and then you get up, and you go to the campfire, and you move on. So I'm just really grateful to have such amazing friends.
I wasn't going to get up and say anything, but... Oh, well, I'm Sue Fuller. I haven't been here in a while. I've had some, I guess you learn things from challenges in your, I broke my ankle in April, and then I got sick with norovirus, then I got sick with pneumonia, then I had a horrible trip to Florida, but I learned from all those things that you can pull some of the positive things that you maybe didn't have time to reflect on before. I was on the couch for a long time this summer. I go to pick my mother up tomorrow from transitional care. She fell and broke her arm the day before she was supposed to have a hysterectomy. I've kind of had a whole life of being a Ziggy, but you do learn from those things, and you can also get the positive things out of it. Luckily, I did have the time to reflect when I broke my ankle. I had time to think about what was important, because you know you don't usually have time because you're so busy that you don't get the opportunity to reflect on those things. And I found out that, you know, family, like everybody said, was really important to me. And so I, you know, even though it came through challenges, you know, it gave me time to reflect on all those things and how important they were to me.
That's a theme that seems to be running through a lot of the things people said today, the idea that you need some time just to not have it filled up with all the stuff you have to do. And really, summer is kind of the season for that. The little reading that I did at the beginning of the service was that was the thrust of that. So anybody else?
Hi, thank you. You heard part of my story, but I wanted to touch on the fact that I'm retiring. And so the summer's been a lot of reflection about that. And it's been a lot of emotional ups and downs, which kind of surprised me. And I guess, you know, being asked to reflect, I've just been sitting here the last, you know, few minutes listening to you all. Things are beginning to make sense to me in a way, at least the past, I guess my ambivalence, and as I said, a lot of emotions, fear comes first right out of my mouth, but I'm intrigued and interested in looking forward to how my life might be. I have felt so conspicuous in my workplace, you know, and I don't necessarily like to feel conspicuous when I'm not comfortable about it. And as I said, my son's going to college here, so that's quite a time of reflection. And as I said before, I'm kind of all mixed up. I'm in this very foreign place. I've only been to the East a handful of times, and just as a visitor. And I've always been fascinated with it. It's just, I don't have in my bones what you all have, you know, in terms of heritage. So it's a real good vehicle for mixing me up and making me reflective and loosening up my, you know, where I was in my mind and where I was physically and, you know. So I thank you for, you know, welcoming me again today. My son, you'll probably see him in here, and I will be sure to tell him what a warm welcome I got. I'm very grateful for the, you know, just the stimulus to be kind of try to put the summer into some sort of story or what it's meant. I so concur that you know, we take good things out of bad experiences, and I think you know, certainly the church and my church, you know, where I go, fosters that, encourages that. We get together and repeat and practice the beliefs, and I just think it pays off, you know. Thanks very much.
We hope when you come to visit your son, you'll come back, Randy.
For me, the summer has always been an opportunity to step away from the day-to-day life, get away. We have always made a trip to Canada at least once during the summer, and this summer I had 2 weeks away. But I found that with all the things that are going on right now, I could get away, but I couldn't step away from all the challenges right now. And I realize, you know, even if I can't get away for a whole week and remove myself from all the things that are causing me a lot of anxiety, that it's still possible to do that in the moment, whether that's on vacation or just every day. And I just, so for me, it's just emphasized the importance of taking moments here and there to reflect on the beauty I see around me or the joy in the moment, and then move on to whatever life is bringing.
I am Gladys Corpus. Reflections of the summer is really living in the present for me. And for many summers, I've been attempting to make a garden, but failed because I always came at the wrong time, started at the wrong time. But this time, I started my postage stamp garden early enough so that right now I'm harvesting my tomatoes and my peppers are going to be here pretty soon. And looking forward is what I'm doing these days. During the summertime, I had these pink flowers coming out. They were volunteers, but they had a lot of little shoots. So I dug up part of my front yard and planted those shoots for next year's bloom. Hopefully they're going to come out as beautiful as the ones that I saw earlier. Looking forward again, I heat my house with wood, and I've started bringing some wood in to my porch, 2 boxes at a time for the winter. Looking forward to it, by the way.
Hi, I'm Peggy. I feel like I'm vibrating with a lot of what a lot of you are saying, and I have a teacher who says, if it's an experience that you're having, it's for you. It's a gift for you. And I don't feel comfortable with downers. I don't feel comfortable with heavy stuff. But I'm trying to look at it like it's for me and it's a gift. I mean, not my life isn't all downers and heavy stuff, but you know how that kind of like it kind of takes precedence somehow. And what there's a Rumi poem about it, and I saw it one time a decade ago, and then I lost it. And the Rumi poem says something about, you know, welcome, open your door, throw your sashes open every day, and welcome whatever visitor is there. Welcome the, you know, welcome it all. So I am not sure that I'm doing it, but I am, what this thing that's been running through my head is kind of holding on to nothing and holding nothing away. And still not joyful there, but I feel like it's somehow spiritual growth for me or progress to be there, to just, you know, don't cling on to anything. And Randy, you're talking about retiring and all the fears around that. And I think in this day and age, if any of us don't have concerns about all that, we're like really living in La La Land, or else we're really, really, you know, I don't know, set for life or something. But so I feel like I'm vibrating with what everybody said, and I just want to share that that too is my journey and my growth. Thanks.
I'd just like to conclude with one final short reflection after participating in this together. Frequently, we get little bits of feedback from different people about how things are going here in the church, either from members in the church, and we're always grateful for it on the worship committee because we're planning services for the church, and then we know where we're going when we get feedback. And also, as I'm telling our story to people that I know, and one of the questions frequently is, well, how do you run a church without a minister? You know, how do you do services every week without a minister? Or, you know, well, don't you need to pay professionals to come in and speak to you? And the thing that I've learned and that I am so grateful for is that when we open the doors of ourselves to one another, the richness of our shared experience and the depth of potential and the learning and sharing from one another is far beyond anything that I ever imagined it could be. And I am also especially always grateful for those who are willing to be a bit vulnerable and really open themselves to their own softness or in their own fears. So thank you, everyone.